Brian Case, the head football coach from the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here as they host Manson Northwest Webster for homecoming week as the Titans get into the meat part of the district schedule. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
We appreciate your time, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet, Coach. You guys kind of in a rare spot for you heading into a ball game, sitting right now a game under 500. Very banged up ball club, kind of the way it sounds, Coach. How are you guys coming into this one on Friday night?
Well, we're coming into it right now with a fresh start. We know that this is a district season now. Everybody heading into the district season is 0-0, so we still have all of our goals in front of us. Obviously, we would like to be undefeated right now and have a lot of confidence coming into district play, but that's not the case. It's one of the reasons that you play those district games and so forth, and you kind of find out a lot about your team and where you're at before you get into district play, and hopefully you can make some changes for the better of for the betterment of your team moving into district. So I'll be honest with you right now. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that we have some injuries and so forth, but we're not going to use those as an excuse. We've always been a team that's the next guy in, and if our next guy in is not prepared, that comes back on me as the head coach. I mean, I'm in charge of everything, so I take ownership in that. It comes back on our coaching staff and the kids, just making sure that we are prepared and ready to go for the next guy in. And, you know, hopefully we're going to take a step in the right direction this week. Hopefully we can right the ship against Manson Northwest Webster, but I guess only time will tell. We have good kids over here, Jeff. Right now, the biggest thing for us is getting these guys to buy in and believe in one another and actually play for each other rather than for themselves. That's been a real struggle right now. We need to play as one rather than a bunch of individuals. So, you know, hopefully we can get that figured out. We can get the kids to start playing for each other and then hopefully, like you said, kind of get back on track here and right the ship.
What has been the major part of the focus in practice this week?
With so many injuries, though, Jeff, we have backed off a lot on the contact. It's more mental reps than anything else. We want the kids to be focused. And now I say that on Tuesday, we were not very focused. We actually let the kids go early on Tuesday. We just weren't getting done what we needed to get done. We came back on Wednesday, and we actually had a pretty good practice. I think the kids got refocused. Their energy was a little bit better. They came in and they were playing hard, practicing hard that way. So that's really where we're at. It's just about building that camaraderie. Like you said, we've been fortunate over the years that we've never been in this situation. Maybe since about 10 years ago, we were in a rebuild type situation. And I hate to use that word as far as a rebuild is concerned. We're not used to that. Our expectations are always higher than that. And like I said, I think that we have some really good individuals, and if we were playing together as one, all of our goals are still in front of us. So our focus is basically just bringing the kids together and see where we can go from this point on heading into district play.
Coach, with one of those injuries, Chance Reeder going to be getting the start at quarterback. What does that make the offense look like for you guys tonight?
We're going to run what we run. We still have our spread sets. We still have our full house tee out there. One of the things that we want to try and establish, obviously, is that run game. You know, through three games, we're averaging 75 yards on the ground, and that's about 200 yards under average of where I've been as a head coach over my career, and this is my 22nd year. So we've got to establish that ground game, and that always starts up front. We know that. Everybody knows that in the game of football, it's all in the trenches. It doesn't make any difference what your skill kids are like. You've got to get it down in the trenches as well in order to have some success. So that was our challenge this week to the kids. But even with Chance in there, we're running what we run. We know that Gavin is healthy enough to play. He's not going to get the start tonight. Chance Reeder's going to get that start, like I said. But we're just going to keep on doing what we do, like I said before, with next man in.
What do you anticipate from a young Cougar defense? What kind of looks are you expecting to see?
Well, they run a 3-4. We've also seen them run a 4-3. But even between those two defenses, their secondary really doesn't have to change with anything that way. The biggest thing that we've seen out of these guys is that they're going to send an awful lot of pressure. And why wouldn't you? I mean, watching film against us the last 3 weeks and so forth, it seems like we struggle with a lot of pressure at times. So we're going to have to probably keep some other kids in and have max protection and so forth when we are trying to throw the football. We're going to have to make sure that we're blocking for each other. We're going to have to carry out fakes and so forth to try and keep the defense honest. But at the same time, once they send a lot of pressure, if we can create a little crease, obviously you're back into the second and third level before you're going to get touched. So our kids just got to understand schematically what they're trying to do with us, or do to us. We're going to have to get things blocked accordingly. We're going to have to really work hard on our communication up front and just make sure that we're on the same page. That is one of the focuses that we've had this week as well, offensively and defensively, is just that line of communication and just making sure that we're all on the same page. And if we can get that stuff done against a very aggressive defense, I think that we could have some success against Manson Northwest Webster.
Coach, they've been struggling to get their running game going this year as well, averaging about 2.1 yards per attempt, but it does look like they still want to establish that. What are you expecting to see from them on the offensive side?
Yeah, they're going to do what they do as well, and like I said, I mean, they want to establish that ground game, and our defense has got to figure it out. I'm sure that they're licking their chops right now. The last couple of weeks we've been giving up big chunks on the ground, so we just got to play more physical at the point of attack up front in the trenches. So I foresee them just doing what they're doing right now. I mean, they've got a sophomore running back. They've got a junior quarterback. Quarterback runs the football an awful lot. Their running back is, like I said, he's not very big, but he's shifty, he's fast, he's quick. So we're going to have to try and get to speed before speed can get started. They've got some athletes out on the edge. They've got some decent size up front. So we're just going to have to make sure that we align appropriately to what they're trying to do. They run a lot of the resets with their offense, try and get people out of position that way. So this week on the defensive side of the ball, we've just been lining up against different formations, different resets, and make sure that our kids are aligned appropriately and ready to play football.
Coach, you mentioned some struggles defensively. Has it been big plays that you guys have been giving up?
Yes and no. I mean, it's just one of those situations right now. Like I said, I mean, if we're not playing together and we're kind of doing our own things out there, then you're vulnerable in different situations. So we've got to have kids that are buying into what we're trying to sell from a defensive standpoint. A lot of it comes back to our alignments. A lot of it comes back to the physicality of the game and just wanting to do it for each other. We've always hung our head on the defensive side of the ball, and that's 11 people, playing together as one and just understanding schematically what we're trying to get done. You can't take the easy road out. You just got to do your job, and once you've done your job, then you can help somebody else out. And right now, we're struggling with that a little bit, to be honest with you. There's a lot of times that I think our eyes are wrong. We're not reading our keys. We're trying to do too much rather than just taking care of our own job. So, yes, we've missed some tackles. Yes, we've given us some big plays that way. But at the same time, some teams against us, like Pocahontas and Emmitsburg, have just been methodical about running the football down our throat as well. So we're just going to have to shore some things up, make sure that our front seven can kind of take care of the run and force these guys to throw the ball.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up in the game on Friday night. I know the guys always look forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. We always thank you for your time, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, they entertain Manson Northwest Webster for homecoming week on Friday night.